Rashi. So what does Ram want to say? He wants to say that actually it's really Midoraisa. Why? Because since Midoraisa, there's two methods. Either a method of Bedika, or also a method of what? Of Bittul. So therefore, the Chacham came along and they suspended Bittul. They said, you have to. They suspended Bittul. Now the only thing you can do is Bedika. So therefore, according to Rashi, Bedika, you're doing in order to slow lava, love, body, robe, body, muscle. That's the Ram. Okay? So now it comes out when you're doing Bedika, it's Midoraisa. You're doing Bedika Midoraisa, actually. So what kind of a mitzvah is Bedika on Leila Ba'asa? Or Leah Dalad? It's a mitzvah Midoraisa. Okay? That's the Ram's answer for that. So that's how the Ram answers Rashi, right? Okay. So it comes out, what I want to understand is the Ram supports his position from the fact that you see there's a machlokas about whether it's, it requires Sreifa or Mafar Liyam Vazar L'Ruach.
Right.
Right? So he says, if you're going to tell me that the Bedika and Beer is only Midarabbanon and the Yonti Midarais is really Bittul, so what's the whole machlokas? Whether you need Sreifa or Mafar Liyam Vazar L'Ruach?
That was a real
food. That, you're right. So you see, right? Okay. But what I'd like to understand like this, even according to the Ram, what kind of sense does it make? Let's agree with the Ram. Okay, you can do either Bedika, you have the two methods. First of all, it sounds strange, you have two methods, but I mean, it sounds like a funny kind of halacha. What kind of halacha? I mean, you can do this or that. I mean, you have to admit, it sounds funny.
Yeah.
But let's assume, let's forget about that at that point. But the question is that, according to the Ram, I just want to say according to the Ram, Bittul works Midoraisa. Bittul means that the guy is simply Mavalo Balibo. It's like Afrodara him, right? Still, can you explain to me, how can you have Machlokas? Whether Mefahar Liyam Vazara L'Ruach is good? And it works in Tam Hefka, according to the Ram. Bittul works in Tam Hefka, because it's Mafka.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have Machlokas, whether it's Mefahar Liyam Vazara L'Ruach, or whether it's Sreifa. Can someone explain to me how that works? If a guy goes to the ocean, takes the chametz, crumbles it up, and throws it over the sea, are you going to tell me that that's not considered... that he's machter it? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. So how could you to argue and say that no, only Sreifa? In other words, we have to say according to the Ram's like this, that the halacha, the Ram's halacha of Bittul is not because is not like Taisvis says. Taisvis is machter. Taisvis is dalam beis. But according to Taisvis, it's just a method of not being over.
Right.
Of not being over the Yisr. According to the Ran, it's a positive Maisa Mitzvah. It's a positive Maisa Mitzvah. The existence of Chametz in your Rishus, on Yom Yedalit, is Machayev you in one of two Maisa. Towards the Chametz. Either a Maisa of Bittul, or else a different kind of a Maisa. See, it's a Machayev. It's a Machayev. When the Ran says Bittul's Mikam Hefker, the Ram doesn't mean mitzvahs bittul. He means, how does it work? See, he means, how does it work? It works because of hefker. That's how it works. But there's a maisa mitzvah bittul. There's a maisa mitzvah bittul. There's two halachas in bittul. One halacha in bittul is that it prevents the issa. It has to. But according to the Ram, it's more than just a halacha that it prevents the issa. It's a maisa mitzvah bittul. So therefore, chometz is machayev and a maisa mitzvah. Now, therefore, and either Maisa Mitzvah Bittul, or else is Machayev and a Maisa Mitzvah Mefar Liyam Vazara L'Ruach HaSreifa. Now, you'll tell me, the guy is definitely Mafkir? Yeah, but that's good. If the fact that he's Mafkir, the fact that the Gavra is Mafkir, he doesn't care for it anymore, it's true. We won't be over Bali Rabbi Bali Matzah. That's true. But insofar as the Maisa Mitzvah Bittul, that he can't be Machayev unless he does it actually. Believe he thinks chametzah bottleho. You understand what I'm saying? There's two halachas according to the Ram and Bittul. There's halacha and Bittul according to the Ram, the fact that it's a mafkia midei iser chametz because you don't have it anymore. Then there's another halacha according to the Ram, a maisa mitzvah Bittul. So it's true. My question was mafar liyam vazara L'Ruach. How could it be? It's certainly Bittul because the guy doesn't care for it anymore. That's true. He won't be over bali ro bali matzah. Because it's definitely considered hefka. It's definitely considered hefka. But the Maisa HaMitzvah of Bittul won't have it. The Maisa HaMitzvah of Bittul won't have it. You understand what I'm saying? In Bittul, there's two halachas according to the Ram. There's a Maisa HaMitzvah of Bittul, and then there's how does Bittul work that you're not going to be over Bali Rabbi Yamate. Because you can't say it's a mice on this one, but Rabbi Rabbi Yamate. So the Ron says, it's Mikam Hefker. He means it's Mikam Hefker. He doesn't mean it's totally Hefker. He means it's Mikam Hefker because, in terms of preventing the Isser, that's how it works. But in terms of a mice on mitzvah, Vatsuras, Bittle, that definitely the Ron holds this. And therefore, if you don't do that, and you just Mepharali on the Zola Ruach, you're not Mekayim the mice on mitzvah. So that's why Rebbe holds you. Shreifah is only my son. There's two halachas in Bittul. That's what you have to say. Now the other question was question he asked. He asked the question, says, how does the Ron say that Bittul become, that Bittul works? Because he says, because it works because of Hefker. Why? Because the Torah asks it, because it's any Bershusa Shalom.
Right.
But the whole Bittul is before Yantif. Not during Yantif. It's before. So how does it work? Before. The Ron says that Bittul works because of Tom Hefker. I ordinarily have to believe it's no good, and Hefker requires Bishnei Shlosha, so I could work over here. This is here's different because the Torah was mafkia because of Chometz Napur Shishas Alano, because of Suri Adon. All right. So his question is, yeah, but the Bittul takes place before, right? The Bittul takes place before. As a matter of fact, Bittul doesn't work after his Ma'aseh. Doesn't work after his Ma'aseh. So before you can get better, so good. And then it's open plain cash. Right? All right, so what's the answer? Now, the answer is something. The answer is because so what the Ron is saying is like this. The Ron's question is that in Dina Mominus, the Dvaram Shebelev is worthless. Dvaram Shebelev is worthless. But it doesn't mean that in Dina Mominus there's no such thing as there's no such phenomena as Dvaram Shebelev. In other words, for instance, I want to know if there's a Das Machna. Guy gives me something. So, Dvaram Shebelev is nothing. But when he talks, what does it show you? It's a revelation of his das. It's not the talking that does it. It's the only thing Dvaram Shebelev means that we don't know what's in the guy's mind. If we would know what's in the guy's mind, it would be good. Really, all you need is Das Machna. But the Das Machna, we can't have any conjecture about the Das Machna. You have to know. The Ron is saying is like this. But the das, per se, is enough. So the Ron is saying that over here, since the Torah removes it from his Rishus later, so all he needs is Das Machna. Real Das. Because, in other words, his Das, it's halacha over here in Yisun. The Torah is saying that this is going to become Yisur HaNoah. The Torah is going to remove it from his Rishus halachically. Because the only thing he needs is to be in a certain state that the Torah can remove it from his Rishus. You see? All you need is this das. The Torah really does it. The Torah is mashlam, the of course, for sure. The Surah Noah is removed from the Shus. But it can't do it unless what? Unless he's willing. Unless he's willing. Unless there's a certain state. You see? That's what the Ron says. What? That's exactly right. Exactly. Exactly. That's right. And that's why it can't work if this money is zero. It's too late already. It's too early. That's what the Ron is saying. When the Chalosa Issa takes place, he has to be in that state. And it removes it from his Rishus. Okay? So ordinarily, it's true. Ordinarily, in a regular Kenyan, you have to have an expression. Otherwise, you can't conjecturize about the guy's Das Machna. But over here, it's different. Over here, it's a halachic phenomenon, Issa, really. Essentially, it's a halachic phenomenon, Issa. As long as his Das is, that it should be effective, so then it takes effect. It's not like a regular Maisa Kingdom by Dina Mamas. According to the Ron, you should do Bior before Bittul, because if you do Bior, so then you're Mekayim the Mitzvah Midaraisa.
If you do what?
Apparently the Chum suspended Bittul. And they say, once they suspend Bittul, so then Mechayev Yom Bedika, why is Bedika Midaraisa? Bedika Midaraisa, according to the Ron, is because the suspension of Bittul, so therefore you have to do Bedika, and the Bior, of course, is Bedika. Bior is Bedika. So therefore, when you're Mefar Liyam and Zoro Leruach, or you burn it, you mekayim a mitzvah midaraisa. What? But if you do bittul before, there's no reason anymore. So it seems, according to the Ron, the Seder HaZvaron should be that you do first, you do bedika, then you do biur, and then you do bittul later. And that's a lo chazika. Right? If you do bittul before the biur, so it comes out of my phrase that your bedika is nothing. Was a ma'aseh b'kodesh v'alma. There's no reason for it. It seems, according to the Ron, that here comes, there's no chiyuv b'dika anymore. It seems, according to the Ron, you got to do beer first. The fun Ramah has it for a different reason. Ramah says Vein Levatlo Biyom. If you talk on the Dalai Day, Elo La'achas Yisrael Fachamish Today L'Kayim Mitzvah Sreifa B'Chamish Shalom. So she's going to call him Yeshiva. Said Yehuda is Mitzvah Sreifa, which is really you know possible. You know possible. But according to the Ran, there's a more important reason to it. Because if you're not going to be Nefal Yom Zohar the Ruach, certainly you'll view the whole thing as Sreifa, right? The times that you're in the volume, you're particularly afraid if you do the Kol Chamer before.
Well,
as a matter of fact, I add one more thing. According to the Ran, if you say Kol Chamer before you burn, it's a Brach L'Vatolah. The only thing you could say is that since the Chacham suspended Bittul, the statement of Bittul is worthless. Maybe, I mean, I don't know. But then you have no Bittul.
Yeah, anyway.
That's a question that says, can Chacham suspended the Raisa? Like, for instance, they said Krishna Al Chatzos. Face those about in sukkah. I think face is the you do. Face and give me a sukkah. If you the chacham could be machkia the rice they owe. See what's the Rambam sheet in Bedikah? Has Rambam Bedikah? Rambam has different way. It says Umayash Batsazu, Parachani, Allah Bay. Mayash Batsazu, Mitzvah same as Allah Hashbis Hakam. It's Kodim's Mani Yasir, Rambam says. Mayash Batsazu, Amur Batara, Hishi Vatlo Beliba, Yashra Soka Offer, Yasin Beliba Shain Bershusa Hakamit's Klaw. If you call Hamish Bershusa Reka Offer, Ukadavish Ain Batara Klaw. Like the Rav said, the best lesson is the Ramban's lesson. Any road to the Kinyuma. Okay? Now, then the Ram's next. When we divrei sofrim l'chapes achar achomets ma'chbuos u'bechurim v'livdok u'lehotzi mikol gerula. V'chein medivrei sofrim shebotin mashbis n'achomets b'layla mitchilas lel abosa l'or haner. Okay? So you see that the medivrei sofrim l'chapes achar achomets ma'chbuos u'bechurim v'livdok u'lehotzi mikol gerula. V'chein medivrei sofrim shebotin mashbis n'achomets b'layla. Apparently the Ram knows he didn't do a lot of that, so good. But anyways, what does the Ram say? According to Ram, what is the Bidika really? According to Ram. According to Ram, it's Mirabanan. He views his place as Mirabanan, not like the Ram. But he holds it, what is it? He holds it, it's an extension of Bidu. No, it's Midaraisa, Mayash, Basazu, Amur, Vatara, Shivatla, Beliba. But Midivri, so from Lachape, Sachachachon. So it's a different concept than Tasis. He holds like Tasis, but not like Tasis. He always like Taisus, that's a halacha mid rabbanah. But Taisus holds this mid rabbanah. Why? Because shelo yavo la'achla, right? Shelo yavo la'achla. It's an extension of what? An extension of Yisur HaNoah. It's an extension of Yisur HaNoah, according to Taisus. All right? Or else Taisus holds it's an extension of Bal Yirah, Bal Yamaseh. One of the two. The Ram is the third possibility. It's an extension of Dibble. That's what the Ram knows. Okay. Okay, Mendy showed me the mitzvah Sasei, Kufnun Vav, and Sefer Mitzvahs, where Rami seems to say, that the Rami says clearly, I mean, that it's Levar HaKomis and Batena. So Rami must have changed his mind. But over here he says, Mayas Basio Movatar Hishi Vat Lo Belivo. Definitely changed, definitely different. Over there he holds Levar Mi Batena. Yeah, right. In other words, according to the Rambam, it's an extension of Bittul, which means Bittul is only Belay. But now you have to physically demonstrate the Bittul. It's a physical implementation of Bittul. According to the Ran, any chametz that you have in your reshus on Leil Yudalid, you mechuyev to treat it in a special way, which means either mefarli on zelaruch be enough, or sreifa certainly good. But you can't just take one kazayas of chametz and burn it, and then just take all the rest of the chametz and put it in the garbage pail. According to the Ran, is no good. Yeah, according to the Ran, if a person gets rid of the chametz, doesn't have any chametz on Yom Yudalid, it's puter. But he says. He says in the Tzachat HaOmer, that's near the end, about the 10 lines up in the bottom, near from Oranir. So he says, the three days that Torah HaOmer Shetashbisu, Haina Ola Dila B'digo B'diruv, Haina B'chomet Yiduah, Minesh Shash Mekoma Shur Rego L'Matzah, Aval Kol She'in Lo Chomet Yiduah, V'lo Mekoma Shur Rego L'Matzah, Ben, Lo Chol Olav Mitzvah Hashbosa. Lo Chol Olav Mitzvah Hashbosa. That's what he says. What Shmuel is saying is right, that if according to the Ran, if you do Bedikah before you die, it's a different kind of Bedikah altogether. It's just not to be able to buy the Rabbi Matzah. Because that you see from Bedikah, you're not able to buy the Rabbi Matzah. So you're just extracting that one half of the formula. According to Rabbi Yossi, remember he's on the floor, it's Rabbi Yossi and Chachamim. According to Rabbi Yossi, a Hefker doesn't take any effect until the other guy is over. I mean, it's Machlag Sanoim in the Dharm, I'm Gimel. I'm an Olive. That comes out. In other words, if I am Machka something and nobody else takes it, it's still in my Rishus. And no, there's no segezel. It comes out that Hefker is not a new Rishus, according to Rabbi Yossi. Hefker is not a new Rishus. Hefker is a different kind of Das Machna. The Rav wants to mention that the Grizz and Rav Moshe were discussing what Hefker is. So one said that it's Hakkar's Bailus, and the other said it's Hakkar to Nivishus. So Rav Chaim came to the house and he heard him. What? So Rav Chaim came to the house and he went over to his one. He said, "What do you say? Huh? What do you say?" Huh? And he walked out.